Welcome to the only daily podcast focusing on compliance news of the day. Each morning, start your day with a cup of coffee and Tom Fox, the voice of compliance, to hear about four of the top compliance, corruption, or leadership stories you will need to start your day. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network.
First, a word from this month's sponsor, Ethico.
In the delicate arena of compliance, every conversation matters. Traditional methods can leave callers feeling unheard, but Ethico changes the game. Our empathetic interview technique reshapes compliance calls into powerful, compassionate interactions, ensuring no crucial detail is missed. It's about creating a conversation that matters, that resonates, that makes a difference. Be the change in your compliance approach. See the transformation for yourself at ethico.com/CPN. Book a demo, try our free ROI calculator, and explore the white paper by Tom Fox, The ROI of Compliance.
The Daily Compliance News for May 1, 2024. Yes, happy May Day, the four-month edition. We begin with that story from The Wall Street Journal, as a judge has sentenced the founder of Binance, 1CZ, or Xiangping Zhao, the world's largest crypto firm, to 4 months in jail for violating U.S. anti-money laundering laws. The judge said, "You had a responsibility to comply with U.S. regulations, not some but all. You failed at that opportunity." He pled guilty last November. The prosecutors were seeking a three-year term of prison, but the judge saw it different, and the world's biggest cryptocurrency money launderer gets 4 months for his trouble. Next up, from the Financial Times, and what can only be called as one of the great ironical CEO statements of all time, the chief executive Ericsson has said that a focus on regulation was driving businesses in Europe to irrelevance. Why is that ironic? Well, his company is one of the biggest FCPA violators of all time. Yes, with a billion-plus fine, violation of their DPA, and conduct which can only be characterized as FCPA violative. Here he wants less regulation. Well, I guess once he got out of the DPA, he could say anything he wanted. Next up, from Reuters, a very interesting article about a lawsuit filed against Dentons and Boies Schiller by Paul Batista and two of his companies, who had negotiated with Senegal for a construction contract for an energy facility. The reason they sued? Well, they didn't get the contract. Wow. This is after the law firm advised that the contract was illegal. Well, you know, just because you have a legal opportunity for a contract doesn't mean you're going to get it, especially if you're negotiating with a foreign government. So, wow. And finally, Meta stays in the news as the EU announces it will investigate the company formerly known as Facebook and Instagram for election misinformation from the last election and, of course, leading up to the next one. So Meta probably should try and get its house in order this time around election misinformation. They are not what is called managerial cities. And managerial cities can have multiple times or multiple companies or industries or verticals located in them. And then many can work remotely, thereby increasing productivity. As I mentioned at the start of this podcast, this month's sponsor for the entire Compliance Podcast Network is Ethico. Have you ever wondered how to show the ROI of your compliance program? Have you struggled with the budgeting process, getting the funds you want for your compliance program? Well, I've partnered with Ethico to put together a white paper on the ROI of compliance, which shows you not only how to demonstrate ROI, but also how to speak finance when you're sitting across from the CFO with your budget proposals. Check out the website and get the white paper. The Daily Compliance News is a production of the Compliance Podcast Network and a proud member of C-Suite Radio. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow.